Blog Talk Radio.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His Word. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. The hurt and the shame. They put the nails through my hands, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy.
Call I wouldn't last a day.
like you heard my calling, and you rushed to set me free. When I found you, I was sad, and I will never leave you. I need you. Imagine me without you. I'd be lost and so confused. I wouldn't last the day. I'd be afraid without you there to see me through. Imagine me without you.
Thank you.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Voice of Joy Online. Today's date, January 14th, 2023. The show's topic, faith, joy, vision, and your abilities are the keys for God gave you to use. The highlighting gospel artist for today is Jackie Velasquez, to show diversity in what gospel music has to offer. Our featured speaker for today is Pastor Donald Letcher, Jr., who will come on every third Saturday to give you the word of God. So let me bring you, ladies and gentlemen, to listen to a God-filled man of God, Pastor Donald Letcher, Jr.
Happy New Year to everyone, my brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Donald Letcher, pastor of Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, located at 1608 South Cooper Street in the city of Memphis, Tennessee, in the Magnolia Castalia Heights community. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday at 11 a.m. via Facebook Live or in person. Also, if you want to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so by sending money to our Cash App, $MOODYMEM. As we celebrate the beginning of this new year, 2023, I invite you to read Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17 in your free time. But this afternoon, I want to focus on verses 10 and 11, where it's recorded in New Living Translation, "Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. For in this new life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us." Now, from this passage, let me lift for a thought. Putting on some new clothes. Putting on some new clothes. Somebody write that down. Putting on some new clothes. And underline the word "putting on." And you'll get why shortly. Because I know some of you are probably saying to yourself, "But what does my attitude have to do with my clothes and what I'm wearing?" Well, let me help you. The way you think is connected to the way you act. I'm going somewhere with this. If I must be honest with you, this message is a setup from the get-up, preparing you so that just maybe you might have a list of things to write down that you want to change or let go of so that as you enter the new year, you can enter with a clear conscience. Yeah, one of my favorite songs written by Earth, Wind & Fire, "Isn't it funny how the way you feel shows on your face?" You see, you can tell how somebody feels by their countenance, and by countenance, it means the expression on their face. So you can tell how somebody feels by the look on their face. Watch this. If you can tell how somebody is feeling bad or going through some things because they might have this sad look on their face, it could cause you to ask, "Are you feeling okay?" You can tell also when somebody is happy because most times they've been seen smiling, and some folks might ask the question, "Why are you so happy?" You can tell when somebody is mad because often when they will have this ugly, mean look on their face. So you see, how you feel shows on your face, but let me take it a step further. The way you dress can tell how you feel. Have you ever known someone you felt didn't care about themselves or life itself based upon how they dress because it's apparent that when they woke up that morning or whenever you saw them, it appeared they just put on the most worn-out shoes and clothes they own. They often put on the worst-looking clothes in their closet. They often didn't care how their hair looked. Are you with me? You see, you can tell how a person feels by how they look. But let me clarify this. I'm not talking about anybody who just doesn't have the means to do better. I'm talking about folks who, you know, have the means to do better but might be depressed or disgusted with life and just plain wants to give up. You see how you just can often tell how you feel. You can tell how a person feels about life or what's important in their life by what they treasure or worship, their cars, their money, notoriety, etc. So in the same way that how you feel can show on your face, in the same way that what you feel can show on how you dress, in the same way that what you feel can show on how we keep our house, in the same way we can tell what's important in one's life by what we cherish. See, the way we feel about people can also bring show how we treat them. If you don't mind, let me bring it closer to home. By the way we feel about Christ and showing how we live our lives. The way we feel about Christ and showing how we carry ourselves. The way we feel about Christ can be shown in how we worship him. The way we feel about Christ can be shown in how we serve him in our lives. Keeping it real, because of our carnal nature, because of our lack of understanding that God chose us and we didn't choose him, oftentimes the way we treat Christ and others is based upon societal standards or the world standards and the struggle to be politically correct or to gain favor with the world and not Christ. And as we enter this new year full of New Year's resolutions that some of us will procrastinate on or they will break, or some of us just happen to be lip service because it sounded good at the time, or we were just doing it because everybody else was doing it, this message is for you. Now, some of you sincerely want to change but might not know how to change. Some of us are just plain stubborn and want to do it our way, but yet we wonder why we're in the same place we were last year. We wonder why things are keep happening to us. We wonder why things are the way they are in our lives. Well, here's a newsflash. If you want change, but don't change your attitude, if you don't change what you, or how you do things, you'll get the same old results. And brothers and sisters, that is the definition of insanity. Life doesn't come with a remote control. You have to get up and change it. If you want to make it to heaven, if you want to have a chance of receiving eternal life, if we say we love Christ, we must put on some new clothes. We must have a new way of walking. And the words of the hymn writers, the Williams brothers, we must sweep around our own front door before you sweep around mine. In other words, before you tell me I need some new clothes, before you tell me I need a new attitude, you must change your clothes. Let's change your attitude. It starts at home. It starts with us, not anybody else. Why not start now rather than later? Ask yourself the question, if not now, when? You see, in this new year, we will face some uncharted waters and new experiences, and so I want to challenge us to take a look at our lives and what has taken place in the past year and see if we need to put on some new clothes, see if we need to change some things of the way we did last year. See if there's some things in our life that we need to or want to let go of in the new year. See if your talk matches your walk. See if what you have said you believe in matches what you've actually been doing or now actually doing. Because as we peer into the text, we find the Apostle Paul from his prison cell in Rome writing a letter to the church at Colossae, reminding them or challenging them to be true who they say they are. Paul is further saying that if we say that we are raised in Christ, then we should focus on things in heaven where the Father sits. If we say that we are raised in Christ, then we should focus on things in heaven where God sits at the right hand, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. And we have all power in his hands. If we say that we are raised in Christ and are creatures, new creatures, and want to become new creatures, then we should focus on receiving eternal life and not focus on earthly desires or succumb or given to earthly standards. As he further reminds us that when you gave your life to Christ, when you experienced your conversion from living a life as a sinner and gave your life to Christ, like living, the old you should have died. And if you're living a Christ-like life, when he returns, you'll be, as Paul puts it, appearing with him in glory. So we must let go of uncleanness in our lives. Let's let go of those evil thoughts towards others we have. We must let go of those evil intentions to do harm to folks. And somebody got to tell our young folks that with this, all this killing taking place among our young folks, let's let go of those evil intentions, that vengeful spirit that has taken over this country. Let's let go of that covetous spirit we have. Quit warning what other folks have. And let's be thankful for what you have. Quit trying to keep up with the Joneses. Quit trying to take what somebody else has. What God has for you is for you. But let go of that idolatry mindset we have. In other words, let go of that greed we have in our heart chasing after riches that you will leave behind when you die and then we're left for others to fight over. Let go of that conceited spirit thinking you are all in a bag of chips. You know some of us are legends in our own mind. And let me clarify what the text is saying. It's okay to have confidence. It's okay to let others pay compliments to you, but don't let what they say go to your head. In other words, don't get the big head because none of us are all that and a bag of chips. If we say we want to change in 2023, if we say we want to change what happened to us last year, let's put on some new clothes. Let's change our attitude and how we look at things because that which we do that is not pleasing to God, we will have to pay for with wrath when he returns. Let's put off that spirit of anger. Let's take off that spirit of wrath so I'm going to get you. As young folks say, we must put off or take off that mindset today, you're going to learn. Let's put off or take off that spirit of malice or meanness that we possess. We must quit slandering folks' names. For Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 11 says, when I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. So now that we know better, now that we've grown up, it's time to let go of those old you. It's time to take off those old clothes and put on some new clothes. In other words, be kind to one another. Put on humility. Be humble and not puffed up. Therefore, put on meekness and not be confused with weakness. Put on long-suffering, understanding to be Christ-like. There's going to be some suffering you must endure, but to stay the course. Put on a patience and understanding with one another. Understanding that not everybody is or might be where you are in your Christian walk. Not everybody's going to see the things the way you see things. Therefore, be forgiving of others as Christ has forgiven you. And we just love, the rest will take care of itself. In other words, instead of being a hellraiser like you were in 2022, be a peacemaker in 2023. Because some of us have been wearing those dirty clothes for too long. And it's time to begin 2023 to take off the dirty clothes and put on some new clothes by trusting in God. Put on some new clothes with kindness. Put on some new clothes filled with humility. Put on some new clothes filled with meekness, not weakness. Put on some new clothes to endure long suffering. Put on some new clothes filled with forgiveness in our hearts. It's time to put on some new clothes, church. So if you're going to praise God on Sunday and raise hell on Monday, it's time to put on new clothes filled with peace. If you want things to change in your life, then you have to take off those dirty clothes and put on some new clothes. Ask yourself the question, are you ready to put on some new clothes? God bless you and keep you is my prayer. God, give us the mindset to let go of what we did last year. Start things anew. Change our attitude. Change how we do things. Let us not be procrastinators, but be actual doers of what we say we need to do. If you want to change, hear our prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus living Christ. Amen. Like a sign we're in the rain.
heard it all before. It's always something with you, and all I've got to say is, gave you the best years of my life, and I gave you a woman who stood by your side through all your ups and downs, your rights and all your wrongs. And God knows there were wrongs. I should have been long gone, but when I made you that promise, for better or worse, said I'd stay by your side. I swallow my pride, and now you're asking me to understand, and I'm telling you I can't. Why should I care about your feelings when you don't give a damn about mine? Well, I don't want to know. Couldn't care less about your feelings. Don't you know you should have cared more about mine? And I don't want to know. It really doesn't matter why you're leaving. You should know you really throwing away your life, and I won't woman who loves you. We're sitting here falling apart all through your ins and outs, your fears and all your doubts. God knows there's been doubts, but we've given you a home and you're just throwing it away, baby. All for some girl born yesterday. What about your children? There's nothing to explain, but still you're asking us to understand. Well, I'm telling you we can't. Why should we care about the reason when you're walking right out of our lives? And I don't want to know. I couldn't care less about your feelings.
your place. I die for your sins, yes, I'm the one. Don't take it lightly what I've done. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Oh, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
Continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.